My name is Mo from KDWA and Dan, and we just need to tell you, you are live on the air with us on KDWA.
Well, thanks for having me. Glad to be on. Looking forward to coming up to your neck of the woods here tomorrow.
Oh, well, where will you be coming from?
We're coming from Indianapolis. We're in sunny Indianapolis right now and headed up your way tomorrow and start setting up for a great weekend at the Street Machine Nationals.
Oh, my gosh. So what exactly are Street Machine cars?
Well, they're machines, they're cars that people kind of modify to make their own, and they're, you know, some people call them muscle cars, and you just kind of, you put your own touch on it, and that's what a lot of people, the car hobby or the mechanic type hobby, they like doing things where they make the car unique and their own, so it looks a little different than when you just drive it off a showroom floor, and there's some unique machines that come out there. I mean, some beautiful cars that people put a lot of time and a heck of a lot of money into, and it just, it's kind of a passion that brings everybody together. You know, the people, they just love their cars. They love showing them off and have a great camaraderie with each other.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So this is the O'Reilly Auto Parts Street Machine Summer Nationals, and it is going to be at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds in St. Paul, July 19th through the 21st, and it's a national celebration of horsepower and torque.
It is. I mean, yeah, that's,
I
you know,
like
there's
that.
All kinds of horsepower out there. You know, it's kind of a politically correct way of saying it. But yeah, just, you know, people who like fast cars,
oh, brother,
and good looking shiny cars. That's kind of the easy way to say it. I
love it. So, but I like it. Horsepower and torque. That's a wonderful thing. So there's lots of events going on with it as well. It looks like, you know, my boss is here, and guess what? He knows all about muscle cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tony, first of all, tell us about yourself. How long have you been with the organization, and how did you get involved?
Well, I'm actually new to the organization. I've been here since the beginning of the year. This will be my second Street Machine Nationals. We did one in DuQuoin, Illinois a few weeks ago, and I actually come from an auto racing background, so I know about cars and competition. Yeah, I used to work in sprint car racing for the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series, so I've been to Minnesota a number of times, raced up there, and looking forward to getting to come back now to do the Street Machine Nationals.
Well, gosh, that's exciting. We're happy that you're coming this way again.
So, Tony, tell us about some of the events that will be taking place at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds this weekend.
Sure. I mean, some of the bigger events are what's called the Street Machine Challenge. That's where people sign up and they do, I believe it's three different competitions. One of them is an autocross track, which the SCCA Club, the Land O'Lakes Club, will set up, where you put up cones kind of in a parking lot type area, and you have to navigate around the cones, and they time you. And whoever has the fastest times and doesn't knock any cones over and get penalized, they'll be the winner. And there's also a stop box challenge, which tests how fast you can stop. So you get up, you get your car going, and then you have to slam on the brakes, and they measure how long it takes for you to stop. And then there's also a dyno challenge, which that's all about the horsepower. They hook the car up to the dyno and rev it up, and that's where it measures exactly how much horsepower you have. So the people competing in the Street Machine Challenge will do all three of those events.
Should we bring earplugs?
Good. I mean, yeah, it'll definitely get a little loud with the engines revving. The dyno's the main thing. The others won't be quite as loud, but yeah. And there's a couple of burnout contests as well, and those get a little loud and a little smoky.
And is that where you leave behind some tread marks or something?
Is that a little bit, yeah. Yeah, you burn out some of your tires, and yeah, there's definitely some remnants of the tires, the rubber that'll be on the concrete.
My dad told me never to do those. With the Buick Station
Wagon. Believe it or not, we last weekend we had a truck show, and we actually had an 89-year-old gentleman who took part in the burnout competition, and he finished fifth place. He did a really good burnout.
Wow, that is really neat.
How fun.
Say, I want to tell you that on your media kit stuff, the top is a Nova. You have a picture of a Nova as your moniker there. And I was telling Mo here that when I was just a young kid, my mom had a Nova, kind of a burnt orange, same year. I think it was a 65, 66, somewhere like that. And boy, were we cool going around town when myself and my sister could drive that. You know, if we did all of our chores and stuff, we were able to drive it around town. And a couple of the firemen that used to be here remember that. They always remind me of when you guys had the cool car. But we never told anybody. Mo said, well, was that a muscle car? And I said, it was my mom's car, for God's sakes. It only had a six-cylinder engine.
I mean, that's a pretty cool grocery getter right there. Your mom was definitely, she was one of the cool people, for sure.
She was.
She was, and we had to be just as cool because we never wanted to take my dad's station wagon wheels. We always did chores for mom so we could use her car.
Tony, that's what I drove in the younger days. So, you know, I was not cool.
But anyway, tell us more about this. The smoke and burning tires, that's always a fun one.
It is, you know, and people like the sound and the smell, you know, of just hearing the screeching tires and the smelling of the burning rubber. And it's pretty neat. Some people actually can kind of have colored smoke come out of the car. I don't know the specifics how they do it, but there's sometimes blue and green smoke that come out of the
burnout
competition.
Heck? Yeah.
Tony, it's almost like you won the lottery with this new job. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and we do the car shows. We do a whole bunch of shows, actually. We do some outdoor shows that have hunting and fishing, things like that, and the car and truck shows, and we actually do some pro wakeboard tour where they get out on wakeboards on the lake, and we even do sailboat racing. Yeah, we have a whole slew of events here at Bond Your Events.
Sailboat racing, really?
Yeah, yeah, they're called the Nude Regatta, the National One Design Offshore, and they're pretty neat. I mean, it's a unique art form to learn how to sail a ship. I've actually never been on a sailing ship. Hopefully I get to one of these events and get to do it and be on the boat and watch them how they do it. But yeah, it's pretty neat.
Wow. So this event, again, is going to be July 19th through the 21st. It's at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds in St. Paul, and it's put on by O'Reilly Auto Parts, and it's called the Street Machine Summer Nationals, the Muscle Car Party of the Year. Oh, I love that, just that phrase. Dan, you should really go, and I'll let you use one of, you could go to Walmart and get one of those nice big white t-shirts and then flip it up. And I know you don't smoke, but what could we put in there that would look like you smoked with a little, maybe you... Do you think
is he going to cut the sleeves off that shirt too?
Oh, but then you can't. Turn them up and hide.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, you want to? I know. What
hide
you're
your
saying.
Smokes.
Oh, yep. Yeah, we used to put the box of Marlboro in there and turn them up.
There
and boy,
you
boy, we drive the Nova around town and we were at the.
Can I tell
people.
You? Yeah. And then, but then you spend 5 minutes with them and you're like fraud.
Wow. Ooh, that hurts.
How cute. Yes. So this is really going to be a fun event. So Friday it goes from 10 until 7, Saturday from 9 until 6, and Sunday from 9 until 3. And tickets are available. Actually, discount tickets are available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They sure are, yep. Save a couple bucks if you head to the O'Reilly, and then you have your ticket in hand when you get there.
No kidding. So everyone is invited. This is, I know it's going to be a adult event, a kid event. It's just going to be so fun. I liked how you said somebody in their 80s was still competing. That's awesome.
Yeah, 89 years old. That was pretty amazing, and the crowd got a kick out of him. So
well, of course.
And at the last event, actually, the person who won the burnout competition, unfortunately, they had one of their tires explode while doing it.
Oh, dear.
And did a little damage to the vehicle, but they won nonetheless. Got the prize, and that'll help them fix their vehicle, thankfully.
Well, if
a small consolation prize.
Yeah, we know where they can get a lot of good automotive parts,
no
right?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
To
no
fix
kidding.
It.
So what are you most looking forward to with this event?
Oh, it's just the cars themselves, I mean, and beautiful weather, you know. It's all around the country this year, it's kind of been a tough start to the summer, so knowing that there's going to be sunny skies and warm weather, just being able to get outside and enjoy the atmosphere and seeing the families, you know, a lot of the little kids walking around smiling, having their matchbox cars and stuff like that and having fun. I mean, that just, it brings a smile to your face, warms your heart, and it's great to see that there's, you know, younger people who enjoy the car culture and are bringing another generation into it.
So when you say you're coming early to get set up, what will you actually be doing?
Oh, a little bit of everything. I mean, we have banners we have to get hung up. They'll be setting up the course for the autocross, the stop box, things like that. I mean, there's just a lot of little things. You don't realize until when you're taking everything down at the end of the show how much stuff you put up. But a lot of it is banners and signage and just making sure things are in place so that once the show gets going, you know, you don't have to interrupt anybody or get in the way to be able to fix something.
Well, it's going to be wonderful. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, a couple other things going on. We have a Miss Contest. That's on Sunday afternoon, so young ladies, or don't have to be young, but it's usually young ladies who take part in that. They come up on the stage and take part in a competition, and there's games for kids at the stage, which is fun. There's little prizes they can win and do trivia and things like that. So it's a family, a fun event. And one more thing that's kind of neat, we were talking about kind of a new generation of people being into cars. We have a program called the SEMA Young Guns, where there's builders who are under the age of 27, and they do some amazing things to their vehicles, and they bring those out to have them judged, and whoever ends up winning that gets to take their vehicle to the SEMA show, which is a pretty prestigious show out in Las Vegas in the fall. So that's something neat, too, to see what some of these young people, some of these innovative minds can do, because I honestly, all I can do is change a tire on a car, but seeing what some of these people can do, it's pretty amazing.
What are you saying? Do they jazz up their car in some regard?
All kinds of ways. Yeah, I mean, they'll do things to the engines to soup up and enhance the performance of the engines. They'll do a lot to the bodywork, you know, with special colors and things like that. Put on, you know, special brakes and shocks and suspension parts and just all kinds of things to really make the vehicle unique and make it their own and kind of show their personality.
Do most of these people drive these cars to your event, or do you think they're trailered in?
I'd say the majority do drive them. I mean, they're I'd say it would probably be 75% drive them, 25% bring them on a trailer.
Hmm, interesting. Let's get back to the Miss Contest. Is there a senior division?
Well, ironically enough, at the truck show the other day, there was a 53, I'll say, year young lady who competed.
Oh, how'd she do?
I don't know, actually. I never saw the final result. So that
is there talent involved, or what are you? They don't run your driving record, do they? Because that would not.
No, they don't run your driving record.
How do they know? How are they judged?
There's a couple of criteria. They're asked questions, and then they have, obviously, the portion where they walk across the stage in their swimwear.
Swimwear?
They're swimwear involved. Okay. And it's usually, it's a panel, I believe, of three judges who do the judging, and they have certain criteria.
I bet they do.
That they mark off and add up. Something was kind of funny the other day when they were setting up judges at our last show. They said, only get three judges, because any more than that, the math and adding up the numbers will get a little too complicated.
Oh my gosh, something for everybody. Yes,
exactly. And lots of food as well, vendors with good food. I mean, that's something too, that when you come outside and you smell the sausage grilling and the elephant ears and all the good fair type food, that's always one of the highlights for me, because I like to eat.
Oh, I love that. Tony, this is going to be such a fun event, and we hope that a lot of people turn out for it. People are excited about the Minnesota State Fair coming up at the end of August, so it's nice how the fairgrounds is leading up with all these wonderful events leading up to the fair. So July 19th through the 21st, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Street Machine Summer Nationals, the Muscle Car Party of the Year. I got to find my favorite phrase. It's a national celebration of horsepower and torque.
Yep, it sure is.
Okay. Tony, thank you for taking the time today.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Have a great event, and call us again sometime.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings. That's the girl that she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I'm gonna be famous, star of the screen. But you can do something in between. Maybe you could drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you could drive my car. And maybe I'll love you. I told that girl that my prospects were good. She said, baby, good.